morning, Sabrina.
That's an interesting take on pajamas. By the way, can I borrow your new blue sweater?
Oh, no, honey. You're just not responsible with my clothes. Remember what happened when you borrowed my red blouse?
Who knew silk was so flammable?
Responsible behavior is taking care of the things you use. If I didn't take good care of my mountain climbing equipment, I could really hurt myself out there.
Hey, you're back. How was Everest?
Oh, a little crowded, but I had fun. Responsible fun.
Did Salem enjoy it?
Zelda? Zelda!
Is that a Yeti?
I fought the law, and the law won. Okay, quick rehearsal. First, you compliment him on his sweater vest, and then you ask him if he's lost weight.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're gonna ask Mr. Kraft for his permission and some money to attend a journalism symposium in New York.
Well, he's in a good mood. He was smiling when he filled out this detention slip.
Mr. Kraft, Sabrina and I were
wondering... No.
We've got him right where we want him. So Mr. Kraft looked really cute today.
No.
You two are more alike than you think.
Sabrina, I am not going out with Willard Kraft again.
Do you know what we did on our last date?
We toured an accordion factory.
But you guys have so much in common. I mean, you could talk about literature, art, why Valerie and I should be allowed to attend this journalism symposium.
No, just the thought of his lips in the same building as mine makes my blood run cold.
That's just what Bacall said about Bogey.
It's from the Other Realm Revenue Service.
Let me see. They're auditing our magic.
You know, bureaucracy makes the other realm seem less enchanting.
This is just a formality. See, in the mortal realm, witches are allotted a specific amount of magic.
They were pretty lenient until the Pompeii incident. Some witch with a lava fetish really messed up.
Auditors check up on you now and again to make sure that everything's under control. But we have nothing to worry about. I'll just summon our accountant. Marty!
Zelda, Hilda, what's up?
It really bothers me that I don't find this weird.
Are we interrupting anything?
No, just celebrating our receptionist's birthday. Would you like some cake?
Sabrina!
It's Valerie.
Hey, I've got big news.
Tell me.
Oh, but upstairs.
Is that filing cabinet tapping?
Yeah, Val, there's a guy in there.
Oh, Marty, the other realm is auditing our magic.
An audit? That's what I live for. Here's your return from last year. Give it a look-see. Oh, time for the conga line. Don't worry. I'll make sure everything's in order.
We'll be in touch.
Marge, stop twirling your blouse around and get off the copy machine.
Wow, your grandmother wants to sell you her car?
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it's not fancy or anything. Like, there's no air conditioning or tape player or radio or heat, and the windows don't open, and it smells like lilacs, but hey, it's a car.
It's your first set of wheels. It's so fantastic.
I know, but there's just one small problem. I can't afford it.
Granny's trying to gouge you?
But I have a plan. Okay, suppose you and I pool our savings and buy it together. We'll share it.
What a great idea. Do you know what this means? I mean, our lives are about to change in an utter and profound way.
It'll be you, me, and the open road. Free to go wherever the spirit moves us. Except left, because that blinker's broken.
Well, I don't know. Owning a car is a big responsibility.
But we've budgeted for maintenance and insurance.
And worked out a way to share it equitably.
See? I get the car every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 12 and from 5 to 8:30, except for every third Wednesday when Val needs the car at 8:20 instead of 8:30.
See, and I get it every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 11:15 to 2 and from 7 to 10, except on the second Tuesday in November and the fourth Tuesday in January, I don't have to return it until 10:15.
And on Saturdays, I get the car until 4, Val gets it until 6, and then we alternate every hour until midnight.
I'm getting dizzy.
But you two do seem on top of it.
All we have to do is figure out leap year.
I guess it's okay with us.
Yes! All right! Okay, so according to the schedule, the car is mine tonight.
Yep.
Hey, can I borrow it?
Hey,
someone whose motto is, I paid for these bumpers, I'll use them.
Well, at least I don't use fast food wrappers as seat covers.
Hey!
Tell me, do you look for tow-away zones to park in? Oh, wait, what's it like to lose a car three times in the same parking lot on the same day?
Enough. Oh, you two are too old to be fighting like this. Though I bet Sabrina could have taken her.
I was right. You're not responsible enough to handle a car. I think you should ask Valerie to give you your share back.
Fine, I'll buy my own car.
No. You may not have a car.
Really? Not today, not ever.
It's all Valerie's fault. I could have handled that car alone.
Refresh my memory. Was it Valerie who locked me in the glove compartment?
Hey, nobody likes a backseat cat.
I never understood why you just didn't buy your own car.
Well, let's see. There's the fact that I have virtually no money, my profound lack of cash, and, oh yeah, I'm broke.
Well, not here, in the other realm. Over there, cars go for peanuts.
Really? How come?
Well, cars became more of a novelty item once witches realized they could fly.
If my aunts ask where I went, tell them I'm being very responsible doing something responsible people do.
Avoiding hot dogs at the track?
I'm sure you'll see our magic is completely in order.
Thank you for being so accommodating. I've never understood it, but some people just don't enjoy being audited.
Is that right? Well, we'll summon our accountant, and then you'll be on your way in no time. Marty?
Marty, it's time for our audit.
Well, that's odd.
Zelda, he's not here.
What's this? Dear Zelda and Hilda, don't take this the wrong way, but I've run off with all your magic savings. Oh, no!
Someday you'll forgive me. Until then, could you water my plants? Marty, this can't be true!
Excuse me. Another pina colada, por favor.
There must be some mistake. I'll check the rest of the house and...
Not so fast, Blondie.
Anything I can help you with, ma'am?
Quizmaster, what are you doing here?
Sabrina, I work here part-time. Quizmastering may be my life's work, but it doesn't exactly pay the rent.
Not with the money you spend on clothes. Well, I'd like to buy a car, but I'm pretty sure I can't afford one.
Well, can you afford a $5 down payment and $1.15 a month?
If I budget.
Then you can drive home in this baby.
Get out.
Come on, let's take it for a spin. You can see how it drives, and I can pick up my dry cleaning.
Buckle up.
So, what do you think?
This car handles like a dream. I mean, did you see the way I swerved to miss that baby carriage?
The last thing I saw was that school bus.
I want this car.
And there's just one last thing we need to go over. Owning a car is a big responsibility, Sabrina. Are you sure you can handle it?
Yes, geez, you sound like my aunt.
Everything okay here, miss?
This is my boss.
Responsibility, schmonsibility. A car like this is all about fun. Top down, wind in your hair.
Okay, you can save the pitch, okay? I've got a picture of Lincoln that's burning a hole in my pocket. I'm buying this car.
You've made a wise decision. Nothing makes driving more enjoyable than a car.
Now, Sabrina, you have to be very careful when taking this car out, because accidents, they do happen.
I don't need another responsibility lecture.
Oh, this isn't a lecture. I also sell insurance.
So, did you go for the Mack truck like I told you to? Nothing commands respect like 18 wheels and girly mud flaps.
I think I've got the cutest little car. Dual exhaust, rag top, Connolly hide, which I think is a good thing. They even threw in... free delivery.
Now, that can't be good for the transmission.
Sabrina, are you okay? It sounded like something fell.
Something like a redwood. What's going on in there?
Salem and I are clogging. Good night. I've got to zap this to the street. If my aunt see it, I can kiss my driving privileges goodbye.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't imply that I clog.
Why isn't it working?
Check the emergency brake.
Oh, right. Good, that'll buy me some time. Whoa!
I like this game.
We're off by magic.
Nothing. I just don't like being alone.
You can talk?
It was on my sticker. I don't want to sleep outside in case you haven't noticed. It's cold.
Look, I know you'd rather stay in my room, but you can't. My aunts would kill me if they found out.
I could catch pneumonia out here.
You could, if you had blood and organs. Sabrina? Oh, no, keep it down, okay?
Yeah. You sound like my first wife.
Hey, I thought I heard you. Who are you talking to? Pet lizard. Where'd that little guy run off to?
I came by to apologize. You know all those horrible, nasty things I said about you? I didn't mean them.
Me neither.
Friends?
Friends.
Hey, hot car. When'd you get it?
Just a few minutes ago. From a new neighbor who's moving to Australia.
It's so cool. Can I borrow it?
But you have a car.
Yeah, my grandma's ride to church died, so she wants it back. Please?
Valerie, this is kind of hard to explain, but...
Those files aren't going to carry themselves in here. Just let me hear Jerry Springer's thought for the day, and I'll meet you in the garage.
Sure you can borrow it, you know? In fact, why don't you keep it at your place? That way you can park it somewhere warm, and it will never be lonely.
Lonely?
It's British engineering. Very delicate. Here.
Thank goodness we saved this stuff.
No, I saved it.
I save things. I just forget where I save them.
That's called losing things. If I hadn't had the foresight to put everything in my name, the house, the phone, the credit cards, we would never get out from under this audit.
So, how is the garage? Nice and empty?
It's from the auditors.
Oh, what a relief.
They're canceling the audit?
No, it says they're only going to audit you. Why would that be? Because everything's in your name.
Good luck, sis. Looks like there's nothing but free time for me.
And what better way to enjoy that free time than by relaxing in the company of Mr. Kraft?
No.
I really think my plan is going to work. I'll just keep the car hidden at Valerie's.
You know, this is how people get hurt.
Oh, no. What are you doing here?
Hello to you, too. You know, that little Bruna is a menace to motoring. And she sings along with the radio. Either that or she's been injured.
Hello?
Sabrina, I just looked outside and I can't find your car. I think somebody stole it.
Oh, no, I've got it. The car's here with me.
Whew. Oh, well, good night.
See you tomorrow.
Hey, I heard a good story.
Hello?
Why'd you take the car?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. I mean, you'd think they'd tire of it after maybe 6 or 7 times, but no. The seniors still seem to find removing my brake fluid very amusing.
Let me get this straight. Your aunt had an allergic reaction to frozen yogurt, so you came over to my house in a cab and took the car.
In a manner of speaking? Did you drive it to school today?
No, I left it at home.
Hey, did you guys see the cool orange MGB parked in front of the school?
Oh, I did drive it. That's fine. But I have the keys. I hot-wired it. Can I have the keys back there? Hey, let me borrow during lunch, please.
I don't know. It depends on how it was behaving. I mean, running. It was fine.
Thanks, Sabrina.
Where did you ever learn how to hot-wire a car?
My Aunt Zelda. She did time.
So when are you going to let me tune up your new ride? My dad showed me how to make a car go 80 miles an hour in first gear.
Why would anyone want their car to do that?
You didn't say.
Hey, Val, I need my keys.
Oh, I don't have them. I did something you're going to love me for.
I am?
I lent your car to Mr. Kraft.
What?
Well, apparently, he's got a hot date in a car with no brake fluid. And guess what he gave us in return? Permission and bus fare to attend the journalism symposium.
Way to go, Valerie.
Did Mr. Kraft say where he was going on his date?
I don't know. When he started singing I'm in the Mood for Love, I got woozy.
So, until you produce your missing savings account, we're putting a lien on your magic. No magic cabinet, no magic cauldron, no laptop.
But I'm a witch. How will I cast spells?
With this.
This isn't magic. This is a crummy bar mitzvah.
Well, don't you look stupid.
Sabrina, what are you doing home so late?
I was looking for Mr. Kraft.
to return a pen I borrowed. There haven't been any live police chases on TV tonight, have there?
Mr. Kraft is at the drive-in with your Aunt Hilda.
What?
Isn't that nice?
I'm stunned. With happiness.
Hilda knew how much you wanted to go to that journalism symposium, so she thought she'd put in a good word for you.
That was so sweet. I should thank her. In fact, I should thank her right now.
A Joe Don Baker retrospective. What a treat.
Yep. Buford Pusser fans don't come any bigger than me.
Hey. Hey, Carr.
Oh, look who's here. Miss, I'll let anybody drive them.
Look, I promise you can stay in my room forever, okay? If you just do me a favor and behave yourself tonight, okay?
I bet you don't even care that I'm parked on gum.
I do care. Just that's my aunt and my vice principal in your front seat, so if you could just keep your voice down.
You really had me fooled. I thought you were kind and warm-hearted. Why was I wrong?
Did you just snort? Look, I'll explain everything later, okay? Honest.
Later, later, later. You never have time for me.
Now you sound like your first wife.
That's getting below the fan belt. I need to be alone.
No, don't do that. That would be bad. Please don't be in my room. Please don't be in my room. Please don't be in my room. All right. Chalk went up to the power of positive thinking. Aunt Hilda, how was the movie?
I laughed. I cried. You're in big trouble.
Well, what about Mr. Kraft? I mean, did you put him under a spell?
No. Fortunately, he passed out from terror. Still breathing.
I know it's going to be a while before you two are done yelling at me, so should we brew a magic potion for Mr. Kraft?
I can't. The auditors booted my laptop. Besides, sometimes I worry that all those potions we give him are going to have some sort of side effect.
Oh, Willard, you are so witty. Oh, thanks again for a lovely evening. Good night.
I have got to start videotaping my dates.
We have to think of a suitable punishment for Sabrina. She has to learn how to behave responsibly.
It's times like these that I regret donating our Iron Maiden to Goodwill.
Well, look at that. They always return to the scene of the crime.
Zelda, Hilda, what I did was wrong.
You better not be talking about buying that shirt.
You two have done so much for me. You've kept me employed. You put a roof over my head. How will I ever earn your forgiveness?
You can start by paying us back all the magic you stole from us.
There's a slight problem with that. See, the guy at the casino... Okay, I'll earn it then. I will. I just need a place to lie low for a while.
We know the perfect place.
Is that a Yeti?
Quizmaster? I can't handle this thing. It's nothing but trouble.
That's why I sold you this car. To make you realize you weren't ready for one.
You took a job here just to teach me a lesson?
No, I've got college loans. Well, let's take this baby to Guido and turn back his odometer.
Make yourself scarce, Huckster. I need a few minutes alone with Miss Learner's permit.
No problem. That Chrysler's teaching me Spanish.
I'm sorry things didn't work out.
Me too. I've got something for you on my dash.
Any available service manager? Fine.
What is a friend? Aw.
If you read the inside, you'll see that a friend is someone who changes someone's oil once in a while.
I'll miss you too. Walking shoes are a much better investment. They're fun, cheap, and there's no way you can ruin friendships or endanger innocent lives, right?
I love that sports car.
Kraft alert.
How bad could it be? He already said we couldn't go to the journalism symposium.
Miss Spellman. Just the little miscreant I've been looking for.
Oh, good, because I gotta go to metal shop. Me too, and if you're late, they don't let you wear the masks.
Now, hold it. You know what I have here?
Your drawings?
No. It's a file that I've been keeping on you and all of your strange behavior.
But they're illustrated, right?
For instance, the other night I went to the movies with your aunt. And the next thing I know, I'm alone on your front porch. Explain that.
Oh, well, you know what they say about men your age and memory lapses. Okay, if you say so, I'll check into the chess club. Gotta go.
Mother's right. I need more potassium.
Thank goodness my magic will be restored next week. I despise doing laundry the mortal way.
Here's a tip. It's not equal parts water and bleach.
Oh, I see you decided to bring Marty back from outer space.
Not exactly.
Haven't I been punished enough? I mean, all I did was almost kill you and Mr. Kraft.
Get back in there and do some more filing, young lady. And don't just stand around the water cooler telling jokes.